Let's get into it for a new week. Andrew Kelleher from JMIS. Good morning to you.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So consumer confidence, we've got some interesting numbers, including that OECD number.
Yeah. So we're back into the confidence data again, Mike. I mean, this time we're looking at consumer confidence that was released late last week. That's the ANZ Roy Morgan Consumer Confidence Survey. That's the monthly survey, so we get it quite regularly. Dipped 2 points in July. The index now sitting at 118. That's around the historical average. If we seasonally adjust the numbers, it's up a point. So look, it's not shooting the lights out, but it's okay. However, if you look within the detail of the data, there's some interesting numbers which actually sort of support what we've been seeing for some time. And that's that the future condition index is at 114. That's well below average. So this is for next year's economic outlook, and that's the lowest it's been since March 2016. So we've got this sort of disparity between how people feel about their current conditions versus how people feel about what the economic conditions will be. So regionally, Wellington's the most confident region. They're soaring, but confidence fell 2 points in Auckland, the rest of North Island down two. They're all down in the dumps. Look, Mike, there's been quite a bit of debate and inspection about what's the correlation of confidence to growth. Should we look at these numbers? Look, there is what I would say is that the ANZ do a composite indicator where they combine consumer confidence and business confidence, and that does seem to have a reasonable correlation to growth. That's pointing, and we get business confidence out tomorrow, actually, so we get an update of that number. That's pointing at GDP growth in the twos, so it's not looking that special. Yeah, and Amy Adams, she's highlighted that there's been a bit of a slump if you look at the internationally comparative basis on business confidence. There's an OECD report. I did look it up yesterday afternoon, but there was hundreds of pages and I kind of just lost the plot. No. I was watching the Warriors and just kept getting distracted.
Well, speaking of losing the plot, geez.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we're at the second lowest. We're at the bottom of the table there, the second lowest. So it's not great, but it's a question of what does that number mean? And I think we get an update on that composite one tomorrow.
Yes, but the thing about the growth in the twos, and here's my concern, is you look at America and they're in the fours.
Whoa. How good was this? So we mentioned this on Friday because Trump was preempting the number a little bit, wasn't he, saying it was going to be great. Their latest read on the numbers. Look, Mike, there's a lot of uncertainties in the world at the moment, and we were in this mature phase of a share market bull run, but there are these macroeconomic factors that are helping to support share markets at the moment. So generally, you've got US corporate earnings growth, and generally we've got low and accommodative interest rates, and we've got strong employment. But this growth thing is definitely there, 4.1% for the second quarter. And they do a number of reads on GDP growth in the US, but 4.1 is pretty special. That's the best it's been since 2014. So you had a real surge in consumer spending, you had a surge in business investment, but they revised up the first quarter too. So, you know, we got good numbers on good numbers. There was an increase in government spending and exports, so there was a push in exports to China as farmers tried to get their soybeans into China before the tariffs went on at that end. So there was perhaps a little bit of an artificial push. Remember, you had tax cuts in there as well. That will have helped consumption. Trump thinks these numbers, he thinks the numbers are going to get better. He says they're going to get better. They're going to get even higher. It's all about sustainability, Mike. It's can they be sustained?
It's going to be the best numbers we've ever seen.
Best numbers ever we've ever seen. They're going moonbeams.
All righty. What are the numbers for this Monday morning?
Yeah, so the US share market's had a bit of a downer, actually. So we had an Amazon report, but that probably got a little bit towards the end of the week. Did you see the Twitter number?
Yeah.
Awful. Share price down 20%. People are leaving Twitter in their droves. Anyway, Dow Jones, 25,451, down 76. S&P 500, 2818, down 19. NASDAQ, 7737, down 115, or 1.5%. FTSE 100, 7701. They were up 38. Nikkei, 22712, also up 0.5%. Shanghai Composite, 2873, not much change there. The Aussies closed the day on the ASX 200 at 6300, up 56, good day there. NZX 50, we were up 64, closing at 8996, or 0.71%. 0.7% on the currencies. New Zealand dollar against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.6790. Against the Aussie, 0.9174. Against the euro, 0.5826. Against the pound, 0.5180. Against the yen, 75.40. Gold closed at $1,224.22. Brent crude, $74.29.
You're a rock star. Welcome to the new week. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.